A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Tussius, and I'm with you until 6pm, giving you the greatest tunes of the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
You came to me one night, just like a ray of light. I thought we'd be forever. Now, it's so clear to me, I'm part of history, you're leaving me in sorrow, so deeply, so badly, you're hurting. Passing by with no more tears to dry, you're leaving me in sorrow.
A bit of European cheesy pop there from Slovenia in 2006. Yes, that's from Andrej Dizan with Mr. Nobody, which sadly failed to qualify from the 2006 mammoth of a semi-final at the Eurovision Song Contest in Athens, Greece. And after a great performance, great vocal too, Andrej Dizan didn't do particularly well, obviously, with that 16th place. But the boy sung his heart out and one of my favourites from the Eurovision Song Contest. But the Slovenian National Final back then, EMA 2006, was star-studded, and a big Euro fan favourite was the song that came second, was Sasa Landreo with Mandolin. Not singing about that that French sort of cupcake that you get, particularly from a Ibis hotel. Which they do over there. They do them really nice and warm and crispy. It's delicious. But yes, there we are. That's not talking about hotels here. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And I'm your host, Kieran Tassiet. I hope you are going to enjoy the show. I'm sure you will. I'm going to keep you entertained, give you a bit of a history lesson, as we do all the time, obviously. We are the fact machine here. I'll tell you what happened, what the points came from, and all of that type of stuff. But also, we have Rob's Random Request, which my partner will have two hats. One hat is full of years, one hat's full of countries. He sticks his hand in both. We pick one out of each, and then we play a song randomly in the Eurovision Song Contest, and we play it here on the show. And also we have Live and Kicking, where we play a live edition of a song from the Eurovision Song Contest. So yes, I hope you're enjoying your stay. You can keep in contact with us throughout the week and find out various details about the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And also, you can like our Facebook page called simply The Eurovision Showcase. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Now, it's time for us to hear three songs from the UK National Final in 1989. I thought I'd do something a little bit different. And play a few songs from that contest. Well, the Song for Europe 1989 was presented on the 24th of March 1989 and featured eight songs hosted by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. They had a panel to pass comment on each song, which included Eurovision winner from 1969, of course, Lulu. Indeed. So, there were a total of 300,000 televotes casted in 90 minutes of televoting lines being 300,000 televotes casted in 90 minutes of the telephone lines being open for voting, which is very good, of course. Now, I'm going to play you three songs, as I say, and there was eight songs in the contest. So we're going to hit the song that actually came sixth, okay, with 10,731 points. It was an incredibly cheesy performance, which I invite everybody to find on YouTube because it's absolutely hilarious. And the song's really quite catchy, actually, and quite, I thought, modern for its time. And the vocal on the night was really good, too. But the dancing was really cringeworthy. So this is Frankie Johnson, Back in the Groove. This is from the UK Eurovision National Final, A Song for Europe, in 1989.
Prove our love this time.
how amazingly cheesy was that? Frankie Johnson back in the groove. Okay, so we go to the song that came forth in A Song for Europe in 1989, and this is from a girl group called The Pearls, and the song is called Love Calm Down. Oh, that's The Pearls with Love Come Down. It doesn't say what it does on the tin there, of course. That came forth in the UK Eurovision National Final in 1989, A Song for Europe. Now, let's hear the song that actually won and represented the United Kingdom at the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest in Lausanne, Switzerland, where it was last year. And I did a cheeky video, which is on our Facebook page and our Twitter page too, if you want to check that out, to me outside the arena there in the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. It's great, actually. Steeped in history. So, this is Live Report featuring the lead singer, Rei Kawakana. This is Why Do I Always Get It Wrong? Second place for the UK in 1989 with 130 points.
More being songs on lonely nights. No more seeking the wrongs or rights of it. No more playing the fool for you. You can do what you wanna do now. Whenever I was lonely, I'd call you up and then I would soon regret my momentary weakness. But it feels so strong. Why do I always get it wrong?
Whenever I hear that last little bit, I keep on thinking of From Father Ted singing, "We must lose that sax solo." But that sax solo is really good, actually. The UK entry in 1989. Oh, isn't that great? Live report. Why do I always get it wrong? Oh, the glory days of the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, brilliant.
All kinds of everything reminds me of...
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Reminds me of you.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the edge. Storming hills, I've been lost and found. I hope they're coming, I can hear them running. I once met peace, he said that he soon would have the answers to this hurt. And my mind was made up, I would never give up. No, I won't sleep tonight. If tomorrow comes, I lose my mind. I won't give up my right. I know every heart deserves a fight. I will beat on the drum, rise above with me. I will go till I know, rise above with me. No, I won't sleep tonight. They whine and roar, hungry for more. Yellow glowing eyes, I'm hypnotized. I feel brave, you're scared. I will stay prepared.
Elnur has, was it Hazanov? There we are. Sorry, Hour of the Wolf, Azerbaijan, 2015 Eurovision entry. Well, he was actually born in Turkmenistan. Yes, he's Azerbaijani pop star. Well, duh. But he won The Voice of Turkey in 2015. Okay, fair enough. Whatever floats your boat. But also, Elnur sang in the debut entry of Azerbaijan in 2008 Eurovision Song Contest with Samir. With, oh my gosh, what was the song? Oh, it was awful. Day After Day. To me, I think that might be the worst Eurovision song ever. It really is. It's dreadful. I know I'm probably in the microcosm of selection of Eurovision fans who think the same as me, I'm sure. Except for lovely Sarah Bowes, who's might be listening actually. Good morning to you, Sarah. She's listening to us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the United States. Thank you. Right, okay, it's now time for this.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Rob's random request. Yes, that's Rob, who we just heard at the start there. And Rob is my future husband in about 3 weeks' time. Oh, very exciting. Let's hope the weather's good. It's been a bit weird this weekend, isn't it? A bit up and down. But basically, this is part of the show where Rob has two hats, a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We then glue them together and we play that song randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3. And this week, Rob picked the country of Finland out. Yes, Finland. And the year 1988. Yes. Now, Finland was represented by the band Boulevard with the song Nylövats Simoit Moistetan at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 30th of April in Dublin, Ireland. Yes. And the Finnish entry was chosen by a national final organised by the broadcaster YLE on the 13th of February. Hopefully it wasn't a Friday. Well, basically, Boulevard won the then national final in Finland with 1 point difference to Helen Miller with the song Nolvat on Okvit. Yes. I think it's a Swedish language song. But remember, in Finland, they can sing in Swedish or Finnish. They've done it twice before. Because Swedish is an official language in Finland. If you go to the west of Finland, they do speak a lot of Swedish. So there you go. Well, on the night of the final, Boulevard performed third in the running order, following Sweden and preceding the United Kingdom. Sweden was represented by Tommy Hemberg, and the United Kingdom in 1988 was represented by, yes, Scotland's own Scott Fitzgerald. Yes. The band had to deal with technical malfunction when the backing track temporarily faded out halfway through the song. Awful. And at the close of voting, Norvait Simoit Moistetan only received 3 points from Israel. Unbelievable. Pacing Finland 20th out of 21 entries and ahead of only the song that got nil point, the late, great Wilfried from Austria. We'll play Wilfried's song a little bit later on. The Finnish jury awarded its 12 points to Luxembourg. Yes, so Finland sadly only got 3 points, as I said, from Israel. Thank God, Israel. I love this song. The Finnish entry, that is. The 8 points went to Italy from Finland. The 10 points went to the United Kingdom that year. Scott Fitzgerald with Go. 1 point from winning behind Celine Dion. Don't tell Daniel Cobbett about that. I always get upset. And the 12 points went to Canada's very own / Luxembourg entry from Laura Fabienne with Qua, meaning trust. So, here is the Finnish entry from the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Rob's random request for this week from Boulevard, Nuolivat Simoit Moistetan, which in English means laughing eyes are remembered.
Ilmeikä vaan huomioidaan.
It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 23rd of July 2017. Some sad news hit the country of Austria last Sunday as their 1988 representative for the Eurovision Song Contest, which sadly got nil point, Wilfried Joost, sadly passed away after battling with cancer. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Wilfried's friends, fans and family at this terrible time. Last night, the first ever Eurovision Choir of the Year contest took place. If you'd like to find out more details about that, head over to eurovoir.com. Now, also, we have sadly to report that the Swedish representative from the 1971 Eurovision Song Contest, in 1972, Bernhard Olst, who represented Sweden, as I say, passed away a few days ago after battling a long-term illness. He was 86 years old. Now, in a random turn of events, Ira Losko, who represented Malta at 2002 and 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, has teamed up with a Maltese rapper called Charlie with a sassy summer single. It's called Oh My God. It's a new single out now, so check it out. Now, the interesting thing here, Marco Mengozzi, who represented Italy at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, which came seventh, he's released a brand new single called Ondi, which means waves. Now, the Ukrainian prankster who moonied in front of everybody and in front of Jamala, the streaking incident that happened at the Eurovision Song Contest Grand Final, has been fined a total of 284 euros for his stunt and just avoided jail time. And finally, Armenia have chosen Misha to represent them at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Tbilisi, Georgia. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttiot, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Park from Latvia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song, Line. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Can't Go On. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy!
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Nemo Rash.
Tachi from Yugoslavia, 1990, with Halutaludu Yema Onbenoci. Oh, you can't stop doing that. I can't. Anyway, apologies for offending anybody with my singing. Well, let's keep the up-tempo-ness up before we have Live and Kicking this week. And we're going to Belgium, 2002. This is Sergio and the Ladies with Sister. Come on, you know you want to. You know the words. Hey now, come on.
That's why I'm telling you, a sister, come and move your body, sister. So come on and make my day, 'cause I'm in love and I can make it feel this way. That's what I wanna say. Oh yeah, that's what I wanna say, honey. Come on. When a boy becomes a man, guess you better know the chance you take. Broken heart's the prize to pay. Let me try and make it better, 'cause there's so much more that we can do. That's why I'm telling you, a sister, come and move your body, sister. So come on and make my day, 'cause I'm in love and I can make it feel this way.
So good. Sergio and the Ladies with Sister, Belgium 2002, coming 13th. Yes, joint 13th with the Slovenian entry, which was Sester with Samu Lubezan. Yes, we know it. They look like Richard Branson's Virgin Air stewards. And also the Bosnia-Herzegovina entry that year with Naya. Yes, and she was a lot of fun. She was shaking her tush. Right, it's now time for this very exciting segment. I love it. Well, this is a very special part of the show. This is Live and Kicking. This is where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. And basically, it's a part of the show where we showcase the best live vocal performance, which really enhanced it, really. And obviously, it paid dividends, generally, and usually, in the final result. And lo and behold, we're going to play a song from the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest, and it's the Spanish entry! Yes, sadly, it didn't get any 12 points, but it got 10 points from Germany, Greece, Luxembourg, and Switzerland. And it eventually came 6th with 88 points, and this is a big Eurovision fan favourite. It's from Nina, and the song is called Nacida para Amar, which in English means born to love. Here is Nina with Spain 1989, live from the Eurovision Song Contest 1989 in Lausanne, Switzerland.
And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Charlotte Pirelli with The Girl. Yes, that's from Melodifestivalen in 2012, the Swedish national final. Only coming fifth in its respected semi-final. Yes, in semi-final four in the Malmö Arena back then on the 25th February 2012. But remember, Loreen won at Melodifestivalen in 2012 and went on to win the Eurovision Song Contest with the song Euphoria. So it blew everybody out of the water. Everybody. Right, as we mentioned earlier, earlier this week we had the sad loss of Wilfried, who represented Austria at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. We're going to hear his entry now, which sadly got nil point, but when you hear it, you probably understand why. It's a bit, I don't know. I'll leave that up to your imagination and your opinions, which we'd love to hear. Tweet us at ESC Showcase and send us a cheeky message or write on our Facebook page called the Eurovision Showcase. It'd be lovely to hear from you. So here is Austria 1988 from the late, great Wilfried with Lisa, Mona Lisa.
And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Et cetera. out to be around me. Extravaganza in the heat. And then the rain came pouring.
Well, that about wraps it up for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And the song we just heard was a remix of Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2009, which almost qualified to the grand final, from Sinead Mulvey and the Black Daisy with Etc. What a song it is too. Well, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. You can listen again to this show and previous shows. You can find the links on our social media pages at ESC Showcase on Twitter and the Eurovision Showcase Facebook page. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.